Nice to have everybody here today. So we're on Daf Nun Beis tonight. So I'll begin a few lines from the top on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, everybody all set? The third line. So Rav Natan Bar Asya Azal Mibei Rav Lepumpadita B'Yom Tov Sheni Shel Atzeret. So this Chacham, Rav Natan Bar Asya, he went from Bei Rav, the base Medrash, to Pumpadita, and it seems like from the Mefarshim that he went beyond the Tchum, Shabbos, or it's Chum Yontiv. So he violates Chum Yontiv, but he was from Eretz Yisrael. So he was apparently noheg, he was doing like the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, even though he was in Chutz La'aretz. He says, B'yom Tov Sheni Shel Atzeret, on the second day of Shavuot. So Shamte Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef put him in Cherem for violating the dinim of Yontiv. So Amar Le Abaye, so again, Abaye was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. Amar Rabaye, Lenagdimar Negide. He says, why don't you give him Malkot instead? Malkot is less Chamur, and Malkot is Makas Mardus. When a person violates Dinam Derabanan, he's administered Malkot. So Amar Le, so Rav Yosef said, and here they have on the in the Bach, Da Difa Avdilay. I did, which was even more stringent. In other words, I gave him the more heavy penalty, which was Cherem, Divamarava. Mimnu anegida debar be'rav lo mimnu ashamta. Was in the West in Eretz Yisrael, they all get together to administer malch, to vote on administering malchot, but when it comes to shamta, which means put somebody in cherem, it's so severe they just do it right away. And if you look at the in the Rabbeinu Hananel, I don't know if you could see it on the left in my Gemara, it's on the left. He says, 1 minute. It's I'm going to begin the line that begins Kolomar in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Kolomar Hashamta Chamur Ben Amalkot Divamaravam Nimni Anegida Debe Barbe Rav Perish Mit Kapsim Eitzel Harav Vein Malkin Achiaskimu Bahakato. They gather by the Rav and they don't give Malkot till they come to a agreement that he gets Malkot. Vomnimnu Hashamta Anyway, so he's saying I gave him the more severe penalty. Let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. The Gemara says, Ikadamri, others say Nagde Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef actually gave him Malkot. So Amalei Abaye Nishamte Mar. He says, why don't you give him Cherem? In the second version, he didn't give him this more severe one. He says, the Rabbi Shmuel Damri Tarvayu Minadin Al Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Galio. Rabbi Shmuel both say we put somebody in Nidui for violating the second day of Yontiv. So Amalei Hanimili Inish Da Alma. He says that's a garden variety person. We would do that. Hachat Surmi Rabbanan Hu. The person who was violating it was a Talmud Chacham. The Tavale Avdi, so I gave him a little bit of a break. Divamarabam Nimnu Anagadato Debar Beirav. In other words, again, so it means that for the Malkot is a less severe penalty, and since he was a Talmud Chacham, I gave him a little bit of a benefit. I gave him a little bit of a break. All right, so the idea is that this Chacham, this Rav Natan Bar Asya, he violated the Dinim of Yontiv. He went beyond the Tchum, and he was apparently somebody who was like from a place where they only observe one day of Yontiv, but he was in a place where they're observing 2 days of Yontiv. And so Rav Yosef, either according to the first version, he put him in Cherem, or according to the second version, we just gave him Malkot. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
Why would you give a rabbinic student, why would you cut him slack? Doesn't seem like it's a fair way of meting out justice. On the contrary, a rabbinic student should be held to a higher standard.
Or at best, giving the best even punishment. Everyone should get the same punishment. She can't give him.
I assume that, like, since he's so much involved in Torah learning, let's see what he does. He say anything here? The
Who's he?
art school. Let me see what he says here. Yeah, he says out of concern for the honor of the Torah that the student represents. In other words, that like in other words, he represents Kavod HaTorah. So in some way, you know, by giving him, you know, the punishment, it's like diminishing. In other words, he represents the Torah. So when we give him that punishment, it diminishes in some way, like the kavod of the Torah. That's all I could say with that. The that's all I
could
say. It could
work the other way too, for sure.
I hear. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Any other questions, comments, with us? All right. All right. Now let's go back to the Mishnah on Nun Amud Beis, and then I just want to read a few lines of the Mishnah, and then we'll go further in today's Gemara. Okay. So Nun Amud Beis on the top of the Amud, it says Kiyotzebo, the top line on page 100, Nun Amud Beis 50b. So it's Kiyotzebo Hamolch Peirot Shviit Mimakom Shekalu Lamakom Shlokalu. So when it comes, we're talking about fruits or produce in the Shemitah year. So with the Shemitah year, there's a point of like Zman HaBiur. In other words, when you can't find the similar produce out in the fields anymore, let's say a person, he took in produce during the Shemitah year, but he could take it in for his own usage. But then when there's no, when those fruits don't exist in the fields, so then he's obligated to take it out. And there's Machlok Rishonim, what exactly you do with it. According to some Rishonim, you have to be Mafkir it. According to other Rishonim, you have to destroy it. So it says here, Kiyotzebo hamolich perot shviit mimakom shekalu. If a person is taking perot shviit from a place shekalu, in other words, it's not in the field anymore, so it's a makom of isur, the makom shlokalu, and he's bringing it to a place of heter. Let's say he's got the oranges from the perot shviit. So he's bringing oranges from a place where there's no more oranges out in the field anymore to a place where the oranges are still out in the field. So the so they're allowed to, you know, continue to eat the oranges there. Or conversely, he takes it from a place where they could eat the oranges to a place where they can't. So chayav levoer. So the Tana of the Mishnah says that the person, in other words, he has to be mevayer. He has to whatever beer is, either be mafkir it or destroy it. He said, in other words, he's got to have the chumer of the makom that he came from, the chumer of the makom that he went to. So one of the places is stringent, so he's got to destroy it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, say, Rabbi Yehuda says, go and also bring it for you. We don't know what this means, and a big piece of today's Gemara will be trying to understand what the Tana Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Okay? So let me go back to the Gemara Nun Beis Amud Aleph 52a. So around 10 lines down. Okay, and the other two dots. So it says, Kiyotzebo amolech perot shviit v'chulei. So v'leitle the Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara assumes that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about the last case in the Mishnah. So the last case in the Mishnah was that the person is taking it from a place of heter to a place of isur. In other words, he's taking the perot shviit. The perot shviit were permissible from the place. He was coming from place A. Place A, you could eat the oranges, and he brings it to place B where they can't eat the oranges. And we assume the Tana Kama is saying that's it, so you have to destroy the oranges. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you don't have to. We'll see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Kiyotzebo molech perot shviit v'chulei, v'leitle the Rabbi Yehuda haditnan. Now, Rashi brings it down. It sounds like the way the Gemara understands it, that that he can say to the place, the Ben Makom in the second, narrow, third narrow line of Rashi, Ben Makom Shekalu, say, Vabelecho Afatam, Makom Shebeti. In other words, somebody, let's say he went to place B. Place B, they're not eating the oranges. So they say to him, gee, how come you're eating the oranges? So he could say to the people in place B, why don't you go to place A? There are oranges permissible, and you'll be in good shape. You could also get the permissible oranges. That's what we think he's saying. So back in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, he says, but lately the Rabbi Yehuda haditnan, doesn't the Tana Rabbi Yehuda hold from that which we learned in the Mishnah, earlier in the Mishnah, no nimlav chumri amakom shet samisham, the chumri amakom shalach lasham, that we impose the stringencies of the place you came from and the stringencies of the place that you went to. So Amar Rav Shisha bereid Rav Idi, milta achriti ka Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi, says, Rav Yehuda is talking about a totally different case. So scratch what we said before. And Rav Yehuda is talking about a case which wasn't explicitly mentioned in the version of the Mishnah that we have. He says, Vahachi kamar, that this is what the Mishnah is implying. O mimakom shlokalu, lumakom shlokalu. Or if a person bought fruit, in my example, it was oranges. So he brought oranges in a place, there's still oranges out on the trees. and he's bringing oranges to a place where there's still oranges out in the trees. B'shamasha kalu b'makomo. And then he hears that in place A, where he came from, now there are no more oranges, and now he's got to get rid of the oranges. So he says, chayav levayer. So the Tanakhama holds, in Achinami, he has to be mevayer, because that's the way it was in the place that he came from. Rabbi Yehuda omer, seiv aveilucho afato mehecha da'aitinhu. So Rabbi Yehuda says, now this gets a little tricky with this Gemara, because there's like similar languages, but it's darshened out differently, that he can say to the people of his hometown, he could say to the people, in other words, this person who's bringing the oranges can say to the people from the hometown who are there in Easter right now, he says, now we have it in our version of the Gemara, there's different ways to read this. He says, you can bring the same produce from the place where I brought mine, meaning the new town. In other words, you can also get oranges from the new town. Now, the other way is, the way the Mesifta had it was, not the Aitinhu with two yods, but Mehecha Di'itinhu, from where they are right now. In other words, like the fruits are there now. But in other words, he's got a sad to say, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that there's a way, in other words, don't get all bent out of shape. In other words, you in the old town, you could bring the fruit from the new town, and then you'd be like me. So we should have, so look at where it says, Bahalo Kaluhu. He says, and in this place, the still fruits are still out in the fields. So the Gemara says, Lameimra, the Rabbi Yehuda Lakula Kaamar. So that pshat is implying that Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient. In other words, so the Tanakhama holds that, according to the way version we're saying, that you're coming from a place where it was beheter. You're going to a place where it's beheter, but then when you get to from place A to place B, when you get to place B, you hear that in place A, now it's be'isur. So the Tanakhama says that's it. It's be'isur, so you can't eat it. The person who brought the fruit from place A. And the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, nah. He says that since, in other words, it seems like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds that this Shasa Biur is telling me where the fruit are now. So where the fruit are now, there's no chi of a beer in the fruit that are now. And as far as the people in the old town saying, how can you do this to us? Or how can you behave like this? They'll say, you come over here and you'll have these fruit as well. So the Gemara says, but that explanation is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda is giving a more lenient hesber. My phone is ringing. Just give me 1 second. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Fern, stop calling him.
Okay, I'm here. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, L'meimra d'Rabbi Yehuda Kulakula Kamar, Ba'amar Reb Lazar, but Reb Lazar, this is Reb Lazar ben Pedad. He's an Amar. Remember, there were two Reb Lazars. There's a Reb Lazar from the Mishnah, is Reb Lazar ben Shemua, and then there's a Reb Lazar from the Amorim, is Reb Lazar ben Pedad. Ba'amar Reb Lazar, lo amar Reb Yehuda el Lechumra. That the Tana Rabbi Yehuda is only the Chumra. Now, Reb Lazar Rashi points out, where's the Rashi? He says, where is it? The Chumra Amar Reb Yehuda. He says, Hachi Havagamir Le Reb Lazar Me Rabbe. He says that Reb Lazar learned from his Rebbe. Reb Lazar's Rebbe was Reb Yochanan, and Reb Yochanan was a Talmud of Reb Yehuda Nasi, that Reb Yehuda Amar Lechumra. So the Mesorah was that Reb Yehuda is saying a stringent opinion in the Mishnah, not a lenient opinion in the Mishnah. So that Hezber that we gave is not going to fly. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, Ela Epuch, we're going to have to flip it. We're going to stay with the same idea, but flipping around, saying, Eino Chayav Levoyer. The Tanakhama says, if I go from a place where it was Heter, I bring it to a place that's Heter, and I hear that the old place is now Be'isur, so the Tanakhama holds Chayav Levayer. The Tanakhama, the Tanakhama holds Eino Chayav Levayer. That you don't have to destroy the fruit. You can eat it and enjoy it. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Seva Velecha Afata Mehecha Da'aitinu. So here, it's like flipping over. Before, it was the person was speaking to his own townspeople. Now, in this way, it's coming out that they, the townspeople, can say to him, he says, he says, you go out and bring for yourself more from the produce from where you brought the original crops. He says, it's not there anymore, meaning it's be'isur. That would be the meaning of it. It's like e'isur. So that's the way the Gemara is going up till now. So the Gemara says, Abayamar li'olam kidakatani. Abayi says, no. The Gemara is going to have different pshatim on what Rabbi Yehuda means. So Rabbi says, Le'olam kidakatani. We're going to go back to the original pshat that we said. The original pshat was that he was bringing it from a place where it was mutar, and he's bringing it to a place where it's asur. That was the original pshat. Bahachi kamar, omi makom shlo kalu l'makom shekalu, v'hechaziran l'mekoman. And now he brings it back to the original place. So he starts off at place A. In place A, they have oranges out in the field, and he's got oranges. He can eat the oranges. He goes to place B. In place B, there are no oranges out in the field. He can't eat the oranges. And then he takes his load of oranges and goes back to place A. He says, v'adayin lo kalu, and still, there's still oranges out in the field. He says, eino chayav levoyer. So the Tanakhama holds he's not chayav to be mevayer. In other words, no harm, no foul. He left the place, it was beheter. He comes back to the place, it's beheter. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, according to the way that Rabbi is understanding it, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, save aveilecha apata mehecha da'aitinu, that Rabbi Yehuda says that the hometown residents can say to this returning neighbor, you should go bring more of the produce from where you brought from where you're bringing the original crop now, he says, v'hal kaluhu, it's depleted. In other words, from the place, you know, it was from place B. It was since you brought these fruit to a place where it was prohibited, so go back to place B and you'll bring more. It'll be also prohibited. In other words, you can't find permissible fruit there. He says, v'hal kaluhu. Okay, so that's so. This is working out that Rabbi Yehuda is still more stringent. But it's quite a stringency. In other words, it's coming out that Rabbi Yehuda is saying since the fruit were heter to begin with, and he brings it to a place of Easter, and he brings the same fruit back to the place of heter. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying that those fruit are are prohibited now because it was in a place of Easter.
But tainted.
Yeah, right. He says, okay, so Matkiv Loravashi, Sravashi, and here's an Atkafta, a strong question, you know, usually based on Svara. Matkiv Loravashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Atu Agaba the Chamra Kaltinu. He says, what happened to these fruit? Why did they become Asur? Because they're on the back of the Chamur that was in this town B, it became Asur. He's saying it doesn't make sense why it should be Asur in that circumstance. So Elam Ravashi, so now Ravashi has a different shot in the Mishnah. Elamar Bashi, but pulled to Dahane Tanoi, that the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda have a machloket that tracks the following machloket Tanoim. Didnam, we learn in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Masechet Shviyot. Hakovesh Toshak Kavashim Bechavit Achad. If a person, like pickles or preserves, three types of vegetables in one chavit. So it means you have the three different vegetables, and they're each going to have a different time when they eat, get to Isman Bior. Now, each vegetable is going to give a time in the other vegetable. Like, I don't know, you have asparagus and carrots and cabbages or something like that. Or we had a whole thing about cabbages the other day. But you get the idea. It'll be three different vegetables. So I maybe leave the cabbages out, but I have another vegetable. He says, Reb Lezer Omer, Ochlin Al Harishon. The Tan Reb Lezer says, you can only eat up until the first one becomes prohibited. In other words, each one's going to have a different calendar date for Zman HaBiur. Let's say one Zman HaBiur is May 1st, one is May 15th, and one is June 1st. So once you get to May 1st and one of the vegetables becomes prohibited, so they're all prohibited because it gave a tam in it. He says, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Af Al HaAchron. Rabbi Yehoshua says, you could do the last one. In other words, you give it the benefit. So in other words, as long as there's one of the vegetables permissible, you can continue eating it. So Rabbi Yehoshua is the lenient opinion, and it's going to come out in this pshat, the way Rav Ashi is saying, the Tanakama holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehoshua, because the Tanakama says in the Mishnah that if you go from a place, it's the key is the plural, kalu, that it's like finished. So he says, so kalu means that all the vegetables have no permissibility. That's what he's saying. So in other words, so according to the Tanakhama, if none of the vegetables have permissibility, then it's prohibited. Otherwise, it's permissible, like the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shekala Mino Menesete Yivayer Mino Menechavit. Rabbi Gamliel says each one is different. So each one, let's say I have cucumbers and I have asparagus and I have dates or whatever. So each one has its own calendar date. So it's two extremes. One is when the first date, one is the last date, and one is each one gets its own individual date. So Rabbi Gamliel holds each individual date. So the way Rashi takes it, that's the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, he says, "Sei v'havelecha af ata," he says, "See if you can find it on your own." It means see if the one that you want to eat is still available. That's what it means. So the Tana Kama says the litmus test is shekalu. If they're all the no kalu plural, none of them are available in the field anymore, then that's what's permissible or not permissible. In other words, like the fact that you're going from one place to another place is like a side issue it's part of it. But the key is the Tana Kama holds kalu, that they're all prohibited. And Rabbi Yehuda says, see if it's available. So Rabbi Yehuda so the Tana Kama is holding letter to Yeshua, and Rabbi Yehuda is holding like Rabbi Gamliel, and whichever one is not available, that's prohibited. Balacha kid devarav, and the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. All right, let me just pause for a second before I do the last shot, even though it's easy to keep on a roll with this. So again, we're trying to figure out a sort of enigmatic statement from the Tana Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on Nun Amud Beis, where the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said, he said, "Sei v'havelecha afata," go out and bring it yourself. So the Gemara had different pshatim earlier, like when he was going from a place where it was mutar, a place where it was asur, or "Sei v'havelecha afata," like either that he's saying this to the townspeople saying to him, but this pshat, the Gemara now says, is Ravashi. So Ravashi wants to say it's talui with like having three vegetables that are cooked or preserved in one barrel, and they each give a tam on the other one. So it's a three-way machloket, how long you're allowed to eat the vegetables. So one holds you can only eat the vegetables till the earliest time, one holds you can eat the vegetables the last time, one holds each vegetable has its own date. So the way that the way Rashi understands Ravashi's pshat, the Tana Kama holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you have to last one's date, Kalulo. In other words, Kalulo, they've all finished, and none of them are available out in the field anymore. Then it's prohibited. And the Tana and Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Gamliel that each one is individualized because he says, "Save Avela Chamanasdeh, see if it's still available." So that which is still available that you can eat, the other one you can't eat. Okay, let me just pause for a second, see if there are any questions that'll go on. Okay, any questions of what we did? All right, let me move on, and then I think it's much easier on Amud Beis. Okay, let's take a look.
Oh, but the Tana Kama says available on where? The new place or the old place?
Yeah, so that's like a side issue. In other words, there is the new place and the old place. In other words, if you look back in the Mishnah, the Tana Kama said, he says, "Hamolech perot shvit mimakom shekalu lemakom shlo kalu." But in other words, so the din, the place you brought it from, the place you're going to, but the key is the Tana Kama says mimakom shekalu, that they've all finished. In other words, it's like a barrel with three vegetables, mimakom shekalu. You're bringing from a place where the time for all of them has terminated. So then that's a makom of Isur. And then you're bringing to a place a makom heter. And then there's different dinim with that. But the key is that the Tana Kama holds that the litmus test for whether it's permissible or not is shekalu, plural. That the time is run out on all of them, and then there's different dinim where it's going. And the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, "Save avelecha afata," that if you could still, each individual has its own date. If you could still find it in the fields, that's the key. And in Achinami, the Tana Kama holds that you took it from. In other words, there's really no machloket about which place you're taking it from or not. The machloket is when is it Easter, when is it Heter? That's the only machloket.
But if it's available where you left, but it's not available where you are now. Yeah,
so, yeah, so the Tana, according, so they both agree. The Tana Kama says if it's Makom Shekalu to Makom Shlokalu, if it's Makom Easter to Makom Heter, or Makom Shlokalu Makom Shekalu, it's Aser either way. It's Aser either way. And the Tana Rebbe Yehuda will agree with that. But the Tana Rebbe Yehuda says it's not Shekalu, it's each individual is its own date, its own calendar, its own timer. Okay? All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, one more pshat. We're three lines from the bottom on Beis Amud Aleph, 52A, three lines from the bottom. He says, Ravina Amar, Peplukta Tahani tonight. Ravina has a different pshat. He wants to say the machloket between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda tracks this machloket. Now, we have Ditnan, but Rashash here says it should be Ditanya. We learn in the Braisa. It says, Ochlin Bitmarim Ad Sheikh Leha Achron Shabbat Soar, that you can eat dates until last date in Sohar is used up. Now, the Gemara is going to explain that in Eretz Yisrael, they have three regions. It's like three states. You have Yehuda, Eivor HaYarden, and the Galil. Now, Eivor HaYarden, even though to our ears, sounds like the east bank of the Jordan, but according to the Bar Tanura and I think the Rambam, it's not. The Eivor HaYarden is on the west bank, and it's a region between Yehuda and the Galil. You understand? So you have Yehuda is in the south, then you have Eivor HaYarden on top of it, according to the Bar Tanura and the Rambam, and then you have the Galil. Or if you want to say Eivor HaYarden, the east bank would be that way. But that's the way they're learning. So three states on the west bank. So in terms of calculating when fruit are still available on the outside, we look at each state individually. So it's irrelevant that the fruit is available in the Galil if I'm in Yehuda, or it's available in the Eivor HaYarden and I'm Yehuda. Each one is separately. So now focusing on Yehuda, so the Gemara says it should be Tanya, Ochlin b'tmarim ad sheikh la'achron shabbat zohar. So in Yehuda, a person in the Shemitah year can continue eating dates until, in other words, he may have taken dates into the house, and he can continue eating those dates, and those dates were from the Shemitah year. He can continue eating them until the last date has expired in Soar. Soar is a town that's near the Dead Sea. Okay? So he says, now the dates, it's going to come out, if the date is available anywhere on the tree, so the date is still available. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, turn page on the top line in Beis Amud Aleph, in Beis Amud Beis, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ochlin al shel ben akipin. You can eat the dates even if the dates are between the branches of the tree. In other words, the dates are they grow in the tree, but then they flop off the tree. But even if the dates are still between the branches, you can still continue eating. He says, Vein Ochlin al shel ben ashitzin. You can't eat it if it's between like this thorny area at the base of the tree, because like Lamai said, it's very difficult to get it. So it's like, and the animals aren't going to take it there either. So so that doesn't count. Okay, so there's a machloket then in this braisa between the Tana Kama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Tana Kama holds you can eat the dates as long as the dates are available anywhere, even if they're in the thorny area at the base of the tree, you can continue eating it. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, no, it's only when the dates are available in the tree or between the branches of the tree. So the Tana Kama in our Mishnah holds like the Tana Kama in the Braisa. And he says like Kalu, it's working again from the term Kalu. In other words, that there's no dates available at all. Kalu, it's totally extinguished. That's when you have Zmana Biur. And the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, what is his language? He says, he says, Seva Velacha Afata, go and bring it. It has to be a place where you could bring it from. In the thorny area, the person doesn't want to stick his hands in the thorns, and he wouldn't bring it from there. So that's, again, it's turning on. So when is the the date, the Zmana Biur? That's the idea of this pshat. Okay, any questions on this pshat? All right. Let's go further in the Gemara. Okay, the second line on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Okay, Tanana Tam, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Shviyot. Shlosh Aretzot LeBiur. There are three lands, three states when it comes to the Zman HaBiur. Yehuda, Ve'Eivor HaYarden, Ve'Galil. Yehuda, you know, Judea, as they would say it, means like where Yerushalayim is and to the south. Yehuda is Eivor HaYarden, we discussed. It might be the west bank, might be the east bank. Ve'Galil, Galil in the north. And in addition to which, each one of these regions or states is divided into three regions. So Yehuda is divided into three parts, Eber Yarden is divided into three parts, and the Galil. Why did Chazal teach us that there are three lands, like three states, for Biur? He says, he says that you can eat the fruit in each one of these states until it's not available outside. So he says, so the Gemara says, Menonimi, where do I know this halacha from? Amar Rav Chama bar Ukva, Amar Rav Yossi bar Chanina, Amar Kra, v'hemtecha b'lachaya asher ba'aretzecha. That during the Shemitah year, so the fruits and everything will be for your animals, and l'chaya asher ba'aretzecha, the domestic animals and the wild animals. Kol zaman shechaya uchelet min asadeh, as long as the chaya can eat the fruit or whatever the vegetation is that's growing in the field, heyachel behema shebabayit, you can feed it to your behema and the bayit. So if there are dates out in the field, you can feed dates to your animal in the house. So once it's not available for the chaya, the wild outside, so then you can't feed it to your animal in the house either. Ugmiri, our Mesorah is Dein Chaya Shebihuda Gidei La Peru Shebegalil. The chaya in Yehuda don't go to the Galil to Nash. He says, "Vein chayish b'Galil gedela al perut shebihuda," and the ones in the Galil don't come to Yehuda. In other words, each region is separate, and like the chayas, it sounds like in Yehuda stay in Yehuda. The ones in the Galil stay in the Galil. The pions in Eiver Yarden stay in Eiver Yarden, and each one's a separate unit. All right, let me pause. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Uh oh, I don't know if this is good if everybody's so quiet. All right, let me go on. All right, let's see further. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Peirot Shetsumi, Eretz Yisrael, Chutzla Aretz. Now this is talking about the Peirot Shviyat. The Peirot of Shviyat have a special Kedusha, attached to them. So among other dinim, you're not supposed to do merchandising with them and things like that, to sell it in bulk. And also, I can't take the fruits of Shviyat outside of Eretz Yisrael. I can't bring them outside of Eretz Yisrael. And even during the Shemitah year, even the peels, I think there's a way that they have receptacles, to put them because they have to be disposed of in a kavodic fashion. So he says here, Peirot she'asumi eretz Yisrael chutz la'aretz mitbarim b'chol makom shehein. So if the fruits were sort of illegally taken outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then according to the Tanakhama, then you could be mavire them, you could destroy them or declare them hefker wherever they are. That's the way the Tanakhama is saying. Shimon Lazar Omer Yachzurulim Koman Biit Baru. Shimon Lazar says they have to be brought back to their place in Eretz Israel, and over there, if Biur is destroyed, they'll be destroyed in Eretz Israel. Mishum Shinemar Ba'artzecha. Because it says, the land's in your land, it has to be in your land. So he says, so the Gemara says, ha'afikte, but use ba'artzecha to teach me the din about like the different regions, which we just did a few lines ago. So karibe ba'aretz ba'artzecha. It could have written ba'aretz, it says ba'artzecha, so I can learn two things from it. Inami me'asher ba'artzecha, or the drash is from the word asher. All right, that's the piece. Just as a ha'ara, in the Shemitah year, so one issue becomes about using the estrogim from Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year. So if the estrogim we were using would really have the Kedusha Shviyas, they shouldn't be taken outside of Eretz Yisrael. You know what I mean? There are different kulas that they, have during the Shemitah year and things like that. But some people are makpid not to have the estrogim from Eretz Yisrael in the Shemitah year, but but other people say
the problem
no.
is also the wine. I gave Michael a bottle of wine from. It happened to be that every Shemitah year the wine is that the grapes are the best in Israel, in the last 25 years, and 2008 it's the birthday of Yarden, and it was one of the most amazing wine year in Israel. And I bought a couple of cases of Katsirin and I gave a bottle to
I'm
Michael.
Saving
now,
it.
Now,
I'm saving it for a special day.
Well,
you can't. It's going to be sour. But I told him it's otzar beit din, and you have to drink it and shake it out. But I didn't know that you're not allowed to bring it here.
Well, if it has kedushat shviyas, you're not allowed to bring it outside of Eretz Israel. The question is, does it have kedushat shviyas? So I think with the otzar beis din, they want to say, I think that it doesn't have kedushat shviyas. I have to look again.
Yes, because it's actually otzar beit din means that it grew up by itself. It's a gift of Hashem. That those grapes grew up by themselves.
I'm not sure that works quite that way. I have to review it again, but I that's not the way I recall it. The beis din takes charge of it.
I thought they sell it.
Yeah, that's also there's one way that they sell the land in Eretz Israel to an Arab.
Yeah, that's not mechirat.
That's one way, and then they have
Not a mechirat. That's otzar beit din.
Then they have otzar beis din. If you want to hold on a second, I have a pamphlet on it. One second. Give me 60 seconds. One minute.
Well, I had one bottle of Flam, Oded, that I opened for Shabbat, but it was not good. I haven't had that before.
The one I gave you?
No. One I bought a while ago. I don't think I have it that long. Which wasn't good. Couldn't use it.
But Michael, the Katsarin is now. This is the time to drink it or forget about it.
Yeah, that bad.
You have to drink the Katsarin now.
Michael, yeah.
To answer your question from before, is sometimes they'll give a cooler to a Talmud if the Talmud's family back a generation or two did something for the Rebbe or the Rosh Yeshiva, it's HaKoros HaToy, to help the child. I saw that a few hundred years ago, written up by the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and I saw that from Rebbe Yaakov Kamenetsky by Rosh Yeshiva, where he let a boy stay in Yeshiva who was smoking, and there was a ban on smoking, but it turned out that his family did something for him back in Europe, so he paid back HaKoros HaToy. And the kid turned out to be a big Talmud Chacham later.
That's not, you know, there's not a, there's Mechira and there is Otzar Beit Din.
All right, this is from Rabbi Shimon Eider. He has something like this. He
says, Olam HaShalom.
Yeah, Zichron Levracha. He says, a system known as Otzar Beis Din, discussed in Tosefta, the Beis Din in each town would collect and store the produce of the town and distribute it equally and fairly. Now, the thing is, with the Otzar Beis Din, so the owner of the land relinquishes his right in the land for the Shemitah year in favor of the local Beis Din, which acts on the Beis Din. Therefore, a representative of the Beis Din is permitted to harvest the produce in normal fashion. One second. They also observe Shvius and distribute the products by Otzar Beis Din. Those who work for the Beis Din, they pay them in normal fashion. Yeah, salaries do not assume Kedushat Shvius. So, one second. Yeah, all right. I have to look more into it, but my sense is that the Otzar Beis Din, therefore, the Ezra merchants sell Otzar Beis Din, sell them in closed boxes. All right, I have to look more into it. Okay, Blinet, I'll try to look
next
more into
time,
it tomorrow.
But I don't like the mechira for the Arab when you sell the land to the Arabs during Shvi'it, and that's a koyle shtick.
Well, a lot of the Haredi community doesn't like it anyway, so then that would be the way to go. All right, so let's take a look if you want to do that. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara.
And you have to buy from Arabs.
Well, no, you could. I mean, some people they have, I think, Moroccan esrogim. They have, Moroccan esrogim from other places. Actually,
I'm not talking about esrog.
Oh, you're talking about
you're selling the land to an Arab, and then you buy the tvoa, but it's a Polish thing. Well, Otzar Beit Din, as far as I know, it's
okay. It's a big tumult. Some people say the sale is not effective and things like that. Yeah. But all right, let's see back in the Gemara. So we're around the 10th line on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Okay, did I do this already? No.
Tanu Rabbanan. No.
Yeah. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Peirot she'etsum eretz shel chutz la'aretz midbarim b'chol makom. Did I do this or not? I did that already, right? Yeah. So then the Gemara says, "Amar to Rav Safra." Okay. Rav Safra nafach me Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Rav Safra went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Havabade garba de charma de shviyat. He had a jug of wine from Shemitah. Sounds like your situation, Oded and Michael. So he had a jug of wine from the Shemitah year. So it was improperly taking it to Chutz La'aretz. He might not have realized that was what was going on or whatever. He says, Lavu bade Rav Huna b'reid Rav Ika Rav Kahana. So he had two other Talmidei Chachamim with him. He had Rav Huna and Rav Kahana. Amar Lahu Rav Safra said to them, Ika d'shmilei minei d'Rabbi Abahu, Allah k'rushim and Lazar lo. So the Tana Rav Shimon Lazar said, you have to bring it back after Zman HaBior and destroy it in Eretz Yisrael, or be mafkir in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm outside of Eretz Yisrael. So can you tell me what Rabbi Abahu said? Is Allah like Rav Shimon Lazar? So Amarle Rav Kana, Hakim Rav Abahu, Allah like Rav Shimon Lazar. So Rav Kana said that Rabbi Abahu said Allah is like Rav Shimon Lazar. I think he got to head back with this wine to Eretz Yisrael. He says, Amarle Rav Huna, Rav Ika, Hakim Rav Abahu, ain't Allah like Rav Shimon Lazar. Rav Huna said, no, the Allah is not like Rav Shimon Lazar, and you could destroy this wine here. So Amar Rav Safra, he says, like, we should follow Rav Huna, which was a lenient opinion, because he was very careful in the way he learned his dinim from Rabbi Abahu, and so therefore I rely more on his rendition of what Rabbi Abahu said. He says, like Rachva and Pumpadita, the Amar Rachva, Amar Rav Yehuda, Harabayit Stav Kaful Haya, Stav Lefnei Mistav. So the Rachva has this statement that he says the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Harabait is Stav Kaful, a double, like surrounded by a double row of benches. So how does that prove that he was so accurate in his statement? So one way to understand it is that he used the word Stav instead of Itztaba. In other words, that the Mishnah, I think, says Itztaba. Itztaba is like a bench. And he used Stav, which was the language that his Rebbe had used. So I was careful that way. The other way is to say that he wasn't clear on whether it was said by Rav Yehuda or Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, who was the grandson of Rebbe. So he said, really, he said Rebbe Yehuda. He said that Rebbe Yehuda said it, and Rebbe Yehuda could be understood either way. Rebbe Yehuda could be, in other words, it's not, if it's Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, he should say Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. If it's Rav Yehuda, he should say Rav Yehuda. But he said Rebbe Yehuda, so Rebbe Yehuda could be understood either way, but he was very careful in his statement. But I think the first way is a little bit clearer. But anyway, he was careful. So back in the Gemara, Kari Le Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef applied the following pasuk to Rav Safra. Again, Rav Safra is the one with this bottle of Shemitah wine, left Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Huna said to him that you don't have to go back. The Allah is not like Rav Shimon Lazar. So he and Rav Safra said we should rely on that version. So Kari Le Rav Yosef, Ami Be'et So Yishal, Umachlo Yagit Lo. So this is a pasuk in Hosea. It's really talking about Avodah Zarah, that my people, Be'et So Yishal, like they have different psilim made out of wood, so they ask the wood, and umaklo yagidlo, and its staff will tell them. But he darshens out the pasuk like amu beitzo yishal umaklo yagidlo kol hamekil lo makil, whoever's makil magidlo, he adopts it, is the way he wants to say. he says that he declares like he approves it. So that's sort of critical of Rav Safra. He's the Rabbi Yosef saying he's just adopting like the more lenient position, but it's sort of a critical statement. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, very quiet group tonight. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. okay, now we're up to 10 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Lai cuts kafniyat to the Shviat. Rabbi Lai cut down date palm trees in the Shemitah year. Now, cutting down a fruit-bearing tree is an Easter deraisa. You're not allowed to chop down a fruit-bearing tree, except if the wood of the tree is worth more than the fruit, that's one heter, or if it produces very little fruit, there's also another heter. So, lechora, you have to say that was one of the situations here, because the Gemara is saying that there's a third problem, though, in the Shemitah year, that I'm destroying the perot shviat. If the fruit are coming out on the tree, and I chop down the tree, now the fruit can't grow. So so the says la achla, so he's destroying it. So the Gemara says, excuse me, Okay, Rabbi Eli katzkaf niat the shviat. So he chopped down the date palm trees in the Shemitah year. So the Gemara says, Hechi abed hachi. How could he have done that? Chopped down the trees in. See, the Gemara says the only problem is chopping down Shemitah, otherwise not. So the first two issues are a dead letter. So the only problem is that he's chopping down a tree that has fruit on it. So he says, La'akla marachman of lola hefseid. V'chitema hanimile hecha denachi lepeira. Maybe that's only when the fruit is fully developed, then I run into a problem. But where the fruit is not fully developed, there's no issue. So maybe that's why he was able to do it. But Rav Nachman, Amar Ravua, but Rav Nachman said in Rav Ravua, Hani Mitchle de Orla. Mitchle is like the husk that covers the Orla, like the dates or whatever. He says, Asire, they're prohibited, because they're guarding the fruit. In other words, the fruit is very small at that point in time. They said in English, the calyx, it's like a husk around the fruit. So the calyx, or the husk is prohibited because it's shomer to the pri. Shomer the peyrei im hava. When is it a shomer the pri? But kufri, it's like very undeveloped dates. But kakar lhu peyrei, and it calls it peyrot. So you see that for the din of Orla, the undeveloped fruit is called a pri, and we assume the same din would apply by Shemitah. So again, the question is hadar kusha l'duchta, how did he chop down the date palm tree? So the Gemara says, no, it's not an issue. Rav Nachman da Amar Karib Yossi. Rav Nachman, who says the small fruit is a pri, he's following the Tana Rav Yossi. Ditnan, because we learned the Mishnah in Orla, Rav Yossi Omer Smadar Asur Mneshu Pere. He says that a Smadar, which is a woman's name these days, right? But a Smadar is a grape bud. The grape bud is prohibited, he says, from Mneshu Sepere, because it's considered a fruit. Upli Rabbanan Alei, and the Chamer Mechulik with him. So Rav Nachman, who says that the undeveloped fruit is a fruit, that's one shita. He follows Rabbi Yossi, but the Chachamim are mechulak on him. So Rabbi Eli, who chopped down the date palm tree, could agree with the Chachamim that it's not a fruit till the fruit is developed. So Matkiv L'Rav Simi Min Erdo Umli Pliku Rabbanan Aleid Rabbi Yossi B'Shar Ilanot. So you're right. There's machloket about the grape bud, but what about other fruits like the date? The date, there's not going to be a machloket, and everybody's going to agree that the small fruit is considered to be a fruit, in which case Rabbi Eli is going to be still in problems. He says, V'hatnan, we learn in the Mishnah, at which point in time are you not allowed to chop down the trees in the Shemitah year, the fruit-bearing trees? Beit Shammai says, all ilanot. Now, Mishiotziu, here Rashi says, the bottom line Rashi, it's chilat ha'alin, the beginning of the leaves, but it's simpler pshat to say that the fruit have begun to come out, like the small buds have begun to come out. He says, Ubehil omrim, the hill says, hacharuvim, the caribs, it's coming up soon to Tu B'Shvat, so hopefully we'll have some caribs around. He says, Misha yishareshu, Misha yisharshuru, when they form like chains, in other words, they've developed more than a bud, that they form like chains with it. But hagifanim, the vines, the grapes, mishi yigareu, when they develop, it's going to come out like they're going to be like a small bean. It's a later development. But zaytim mishi anitsu, and when it comes to the olive trees, that when the nates develops around the olive, it's like this, like the husk around it. But other ilanot, which would include the dates, when the first little bud comes out. But Amar Avasi, in terms of defining what does it mean, Mishe Yigareu, who boser, who girua, who pull halavan, that Mishe Yigareu is the same as boser, which is the same as girua, pull halavan. Pulavan salkadaitach, like the white bean, elaima shirok pulavan, uman shamatle de amar boser in smadarlo. Who's the opinion that says that a small bud by the grape is not? It has to be boser, more develops. It's the Rabbanan, v'katani shar kulinot mishiotziu. Anyway, the point is that they have a machloket by a few fruit that it has to be more developed. But when it comes to most trees, they both on the same page that a small bud is enough to be called the fruit. So if that's the case, so how did Rabbi Eli chop down the date palm tree? Ella Rabbi Eli b'dinischani cuts. He cut down a male date palm tree, and I'm not an expert on this, but some are male and some are female. He cut down the male date palm tree, and the fruit on the male date palm tree, don't develop ever. In other words, they never develop. So he is like, no harm, no foul. All right. I think that's pretty much it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did tonight?
So what does that? What does this case have to do with Shavit?
Yeah, so we said that this Rabbi Lai, he chopped down the date palm tree in the Shemitah year.
It doesn't matter if Shavit or not. You can't cut down the tree.
No. But we said that normally there are some heterim to cut down a tree.
If the wood
is worth more than the fruit, or
so we're talking about one of those cases.
Yeah, that's the case we're talking about. But notwithstanding that, there's a separate prohibition against
on Shavit. You can't cut it down.
Right. That was it. Okay. Everybody good? Okay. I'm going to end the recording. Let me end recording now. End recording.